Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be talking about prophethood. And we're exclusively saying that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last of the messengers and the seal of the prophets. Now, anybody who converts or reverts to Islam has to, and it is a mandatory thing that he has to have faith in this, and that no Muslim groups or sects, they are expecting another prophet, and that Prophet Muhammad is the last of the prophets and the seal of the messengers. And the program that he brought for our salvation and success is enough for the entire humanity, if followed properly, to be successful and to have a good life in both the worlds. Now today, more specifically, we're going to be talking about that if prophethood is so necessary for the guidance of humanity and for the salvation of humanity, don't we feel sort of deprived of having a prophet? Like, come on, the generations before us, they had a prophet to guide them. They could go directly to the prophet. They can inquire about things. They can learn the knowledges. They can have the first-hand information from the prophet. But doesn't it seem like that it's sort of unfair that we are deprived of having a prophet in our times, right? Well, to answer this question, we would like you to pay attention to two things. One is how the prophets before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and including Prophet himself, Prophet Muhammad himself, how they worked on a mission. What was their approach? What was their strategy? And then second of all, what we would want to look into is the mission of the prophethood, right? There is always a reason and cause for anything. So first thing first, we're going to talk about that, don't we feel left out? Let's try to understand the strategy of the prophets and what really happened up until Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, people who bring up that question that we raised in the beginning of the program in our talk is that we feel deprived. Well, basically, they're negligent of one point, and that is that the deprivation in our age is not because they do not merit it, but because humanity's thoughts and awareness have ended, and by understanding the precepts of the Holy Prophet of Islam, they can continue them. So all we needed up until we reached the time of Prophet was given to us. And from there on, our intellect used with all of that text that we have received, all of those instructions and programs that we have received, is good enough for us to be able to progress and move forward from here. It is perhaps a good idea to give an example here. The prophets who come and, the prophets who came and brought a law or a book, there were five: Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Peace and mercy of Allah be upon all of them and their descendants, right? Now, they made efforts in a particular area of the history for the guidance and perfection of humanity, and this passed beyond a certain stage. The second phase of the prophets was handed over and has reached a level whereby they have found their final state and the strength to continue the way. It's just like a five-stage study program which must be followed to be completed. So it started with the first prophet, and let's say Prophet Muhammad is the fifth of them, you know, it's like a five steps, and it's a phased approach through which the plan was to bring the entire humanity to a level where Prophet Muhammad was able to bring it. So this is how the entire concept of prophethood works. It's not that we have been deprived or we have him or we don't have him. No, it's a phased approach that was taken to guide us. Stay with us for a short break. And once we return from the break, we're going to talk about the divine movement of the prophets.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Brother Mahdi, and today we are going to talk about, are we deprived of the Holy Prophet at our time? You know, sometimes we think that because the Holy Prophet lived, you know, 1,000 or plus years ago, that we in our time are deprived from the Holy Prophet. We are deprived of his presence, we are deprived of being able to see him. You know, overall, we don't have access to the Holy Prophet. And at first glance, to be honest, that is a quite sad and depressing thing. How many of us think, oh, I wish I was there at the time of the Holy Prophet. I wish I could have seen him. I wish I could have seen how beautiful he was, not just in physical beauty, but in character and behavioral and moral beauty. So let me relate to you a quick tradition from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. So he was one day surrounded by his companions, and he says to them, "Oh, how I wish to see my brothers." The companions asked, "Oh, Holy Prophet, are we not your brothers?" Then the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, he replies, "You are my companions, yet I wish to see my brothers." The companions then quickly asked, "O Holy Prophet, who are your brothers?" He replies, now this is the Holy Prophet, he replies, "Those in the future who have not seen me, but still have faith in me. They are my brothers." Ha, subhanallah, brothers and sisters, so beautiful. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, 1,000 years ago, was thinking about us. He was thinking about me. He was thinking about you. So we are most definitely not deprived of the Holy Prophet. Matter of fact, we, my dear friends, we are his brothers and sisters. And we have the Prophet's traditions, we have the Ahlul Bayt and their traditions, we have Imam al-Zaman, Ya Mahdi, our last and final Imam. We have our ulama, our great scholars, scholars like Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, scholars like Ayatollah Sistani. And these great scholars, these ulama, remember, brothers and sisters, and the Ahlul Bayt and Imam al-Zaman, these are all the inheritors of the knowledge and the wisdom and the akhlaq and the Islam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. So, brothers and sisters, let us turn to them, and then we will realize that the Holy Prophet is very much still amongst us. The Holy Prophet is alive, brothers and sisters, amongst us by means of his teachings, by means of his disciples, his imams, by means of his students, the scholars, the ulama, And always remember, my dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, the Holy Imams, when we learn about them, when we practice their teachings, we are in fact creating a bond of love between our hearts. We are creating a spiritual bond between our hearts and theirs, and it is in our hearts that they will remain forever and ever. Peace and blessings upon the living Prophet and his holy successor, Imam al-Zaman, Ya Mahdi, please help us. Thanks for listening. We leave you in the best of care, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's care.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from al-mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him?
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we were talking about how sometimes some of us may feel that we're deprived for not having a prophet, unlike the generations that have come before us. They used to have their own prophet, and we don't have our own prophet, so to speak. So the way we answered this question is that we have to realize and we have to understand the mission of the prophets, right, and the approach and the strategy of the prophets that was taken. We said that it was like a phased approach for delivering this message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the humanity. And in this phased approach, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the last stage. With his, the message of Allah was completely delivered, and that's it. From there on, we need that message alongside our intellect, and we have the expertise to move forward from there. Allah did not need to send another prophet to guide us. Now, we're quickly going to see and evaluate the divine movement of the messengers of Allah. So, prophethood is what we are calling to be a divine movement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, the first thing that any prophet has to do, and it's a three steps process. It's a three-prong responsibilities of a prophet. The first thing that a prophet is supposed to do is receive the revelation and divine laws from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And typically, it's through Angel Gabriel. So the wahi, it gets sent, and through this wahi, these prophets, they get the message. Okay, so this is the first stage. Be able to receive that message. The second stage is that once you received and retained that message, you deliver that revelation and those divine laws. So amongst the responsibilities of all the messengers was receiving the message and delivering it. Now, typically this is how far our people think. But there's a third responsibility as well, which is much ignored by many of the even intellects within the Islamic world. And that is to implement that divine revelation and divine laws. So first, receive them. Second step, deliver them. The third is practice and implement those laws. Those laws are not just to be, you know, read and talked about and to be written in the books. No, they are to be implemented in the society. Okay? So this is what we need to understand. When the prophethood of all the prophets started, Allah started to send those revelations that were supposed to reach humanity. And like we said before the break, it was a phased approach. With Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it reached to that level where all of the message was delivered. Okay, now, what is the next step? The next step is to implement this message. And of course, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the first one who implemented it on himself and his society. Now, this is where the implementation of that law, divine law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is so important that Prophet created the first government, and after he was leaving this world, he announced Imam Ali alayhi salam to be the first caliph and first imam after him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after the last of the imams, he went into occultation. What we have is, today we have, is the system of Wilayatul Faqih. And Wilayatul Faqih, in a nutshell, is that system which takes up the responsibility of implementing that divine law and that divine revelation sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the climax of all this is the implementation of this divine law at the hands of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, who is the savior and the last of all the imams. And we're praying for his reappearance. That's the climax of it. All of the revelation, all of those divine laws are going to be implemented in the entire world. With this, we leave you in Allah's care and thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.